Hey everybody, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damien. I'm joined today by Martin Woodward. Martin, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about how to integrate with Azure DevOps using the REST API.
Oh, that thing.
Ah!
Don't miss what happens. Hey everybody, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. My name is Damien Brady and I'm joined today by Martin Woodward. Martin,
hey.
Thanks for joining.
You're very welcome.
So we are recording at Ignite 2019 and we are at the debug bar still, but we have a few other things with the debug bar.
Yeah.
We had a session this week on Azure Pipelines, a deep dive into Azure Pipelines. Did a few cool demos, including deploying to a Commodore 64.
Why not?
Yeah, well, realistic scenarios for modern world.
Yeah, exactly.
But this was also one of the demos that people really liked.
Yeah.
What's in the case, Martin?
Should we show you?
Yeah, let's do this. Ready?
Da-da-da-da-da. So this is Das Deployer mit Viele Blinkenlichten. So this is just basically it's a Raspberry Pi case is all it is, a fancy right. Raspberry Pi case. But you know, with Azure DevOps you can do deployments.
Yes.
So you can deploy to different environments, you know, and quite often you want to do like a dev staging production type environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you go use Azure DevOps, then you can actually you know, you can set up those environments and see set up approvals for them.
Yep, yep.
And generally what happens with an approval is, you know, you get an email sent to your manager or whatever, is this okay to go to staging and stuff, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But what I thought would be cooler was if instead you got a big button that's currently green, and then if I go here and I flick up the switch,
yep.
And I say, yes, I would like to deploy to the dev environment, please.
It's a big flashing
and then
warning.
Go on, you do the honors for us, David.
Right.
You hit the button. There we go. And that actually, all that's doing is it just sends an approval over to Azure DevOps.
Right.
And it actually says, yes, approve this release to this environment.
Yep.
And then Azure DevOps comes along and it queues the build. So Azure DevOps is taking care of all the logic to handle deployment. So all this is really is just, you know, a manager-friendly approval button, really.
Nice.
But it looks awesome.
It does, yeah. So it's doing this through an API call, is it?
Yeah, so there's a really easy REST API for Azure DevOps. And it's what all the integrations use. So from the Visual Studio integration to VS Team, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Python API.
Yep.
And there's, you know, the AZ command line.
Yep.
That's actually written in Python. And so the AZ CLI, like how it's exercised, we had to write a really, really deep Python API.
Right.
And then that Python API is what this uses, because this is just a Raspberry Pi
right.
running, you know, Raspbian distribution inside. So yeah.
Right. And like, there's a few different things here.
Yeah.
How did you make this yourself?
Yeah. This is like a labor of love, you know. So. This is how I keep myself sane, is deleting email and, you know, building, like, gadgets for the home. The kids, like, call them my inventions sort of thing. So.
Right, nice. And you've got a few of the components.
Yeah, so I can kind of explain how it works if you want. So, literally, all it is a Raspberry Pi with lots of lights attached to it.
Right.
And a couple of switches. And there's... on the Raspberry Pi, there's a library called GPI0, which is a really nice way of doing Python code.
Okay.
That can be event-based, so you can say, you know, when key pressed, when, you know, when button down, then do something. So it makes it super easy to code. And you can also tell it to switch lights on. But if you notice, there's here, oh, it's gone green now because it's successfully deployed. So
nice.
There we go, that's good. But on here you have the button, which is, inside is a RGB matrix LED. So we see a lot of these around the show floor this week. You know, it's all the bright lights. And these are just the standard LED that's programmed over serial. So, and you can connect these in chains. So there's a chain, here is what you can see one in the flesh. And then inside there's another one of these. So there's actually 40 LEDs all in series. But then in software, I'm controlling the button separately from like the outside. Bit, you know, to make it look cool.
Because gotcha.
If you want, you know, you want like, if you want red lights with shiny unicorn animations, then you know, you can just go
to the board.
And then, so I control the lights separately with that. And then we've just got switches. So a big, and these are all, if you notice, like, where the heck did you get these from, sort of thing?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. These are all arcade machine components.
Right.
So you can order them directly from Shenzhen and have them sent over. And then, you know, so even the power supply in here is from an arcade machine.
Right.
And then these switches are from a race car, from, so it's the ignition switches on a race car. So that's what that panel's for. And then this display, quite a lot of times people use, you know, like PC modders and things, they want like a nice display of stuff. So that's what that was from, it's a very generic LCD display.
Yep.
But I had to write a driver for it on for Raspberry Pi, so I wrote the driver.
Right.
And then and that's all available on GitHub. If you go to github.com, martinwoodward-deployer. So yeah.
Right. Well, maybe we'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
So probably the easiest part of this, right, was the integration with Azure.
Yeah, that's like four lines of code.
Right. The rest of it is all...
The display driver, that is huge. And then like the actual thing that talks to Azure DevOps is just a couple of lines of code.
That's very cool. It's been really popular over
It just sort of, it has conversations because people like shiny, blinky lights.
Yes.
But also, like, people trying to find ways to make deploying fun.
Yeah.
Like, getting people to invest in continuous deployment is a bit, So trying to, like, say, hey, look, if you get to the point where, you know, clicking is easy as well, as long as you did it with your right hand, so you actually right-click deployed, Brent, but never mind. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I need a moment to process that.
But making it as easy to do, like, one-button deployment.
Yes.
Via using an Azure DevOps, via having a proper pipeline.
Yeah.
And then, so it's just really, you know, fun project to do. But it looks awesome and it's cool and my kids love playing with it and, you know, it's very tactile. You can go straight to production. Let's hit a production deployment while we're here as well, you know. Left click deploy. There we go.
Yeah. That'll kick off. Awesome. If people want to find out about these APIs, docs.
docs.microsoft.com has all the REST APIs there, and the REST APIs for Azure DevOps are on GitHub as well. So you can go look at the code and go, you know, if there's an API that's not there that you need, you actually go look at the source code and figure out what you need to call. I need to do that for a couple of those things. So yeah, it's really easy to use. So.
Awesome. Thanks heaps for showing everybody this.
Yeah, no worries.
If you're not here, that's a great way of actually seeing some of the cooler things that are already at Ignite as well. So yeah, thanks again, and thanks everybody, and we'll see you at another DevOps Lab soon.